usually I want an author to try and pricey a story, and I don't even think this kind of like telling you to sample a symphony. I don't even know where to start with.
1968 to 1972 America. This is it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I lived through it. Wacky time.
Wacky time. I'm 10, 11 years older than you. It's a book about iconography. Look at the iconography of this book. Armored car heist. Right, armored car heists are iconographic.
Yep.
The two left wingers, you know, Karen and John, you know, a racist provocateur falling in love with a black woman. Sal Mineo, you know, is in it. You know, it's full of funny shit. It's deliberately outrageous and entertaining. You go to the Dominican Republic. I'll tell you the story about the Dominican Republic. I looked at a map at some point. There is the continuing thread from the Cold 6000 of the mob wants to plant casinos somewhere in the Caribbean or Central America to make up for the money they lost when Castro took over Cuba. I am a dumb. I'm the smartest guy on earth in a lot of ways. I'm a very diligent and meticulous thinker. I can't do arithmetic very well. I know shit about geography. My ex-wife got me an atlas for Christmas one year. And all of a sudden, I saw the Dominican Republic is next to Haiti in the Caribbean within striking distance of Cuba. I already had the armored car heist. I had the closeted gay cop, the black guy. I had the black militant groups. What do you got in fucking Haiti? You got race hate like you wouldn't believe, because the light-skinned Dominicans, you know, who are as pale as you and me, hate darker-skinned Dominicans and really hate Haitians and slaughter them routinely and treat them like shit. And what do the Haitians do? They speak French. They dress outrageously. And they concoct herbs that'll bomb your ass into the twilight zone. And it's all cool shit. So when I was interviewed by the Paris Review, my answer kept being to this very impressionable young man, it's cool shit. It ties in with black militants, the riots in Chicago, J. Edgar Hoover and his racist agenda, these bad guys who killed, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, the bad white guy in love with a black woman. It's cool shit. You know, sometimes you gotta put stuff in a book because it's cool shit. And Haiti is full of cool shit. So I have a researcher, a good friend of mine, my ex-wife's best friend. She loves to travel. I hate to travel. You know, I like taking women away for the weekend. You know, 2-hour car trip. I sent Kateri Butler to the Dominican Republic. It's too hazardous. We can't go to Haiti. You and I are marks in Haiti. Bad fucking juju for you and me in Haiti. Kateri went to the Massacre River, saw gators chomping on dead black people, garbage strewn everywhere. Fuck this shit. I'm not going over there. They've got diseases they haven't invented acronyms for yet. She took some pictures. She came back with some recipe for voodoo herbs, and I wrote the fucking book. A lot of it is just cool shit.
It took me a bit. This is the first time I've read one of your books, and it took me a little bit to get into the way you write, and because it's a very staccato.
This is less so.
Yep.
But you could juggle the story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the stories intersect from the get-go.
Yep. Right? It wasn't the story. It was the actual sentences. It's very, you know, it's always like subject, verb, then the rest of the sentence. And it's just boom. And it takes a while to before you go, okay, now I'm clicking with it. But it took me a bit.
There's a design behind this. I would like you to read this book in as few increments as possible so that you become obsessed, so that you live the obsession of the characters, so that you read it at the obsessive clip that I wrote it. You'll also comprehend it a lot better. You'll get the emotions, you'll get the lives of the people. Everybody is always thinking. Don Crutchfield, based on a real life character, I'll give you his email address if you'd like to talk to him. Wayne Tedrow and Dwight Holley, are brilliant, 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 indefatigable men. Joan Klein is a brilliant woman. Karen Sefakis is a brilliant woman. Scotty Bennett, brutal as he is a brilliant man. Marsh Bowen is a brilliant man. I have not had a cadre of brilliant people like this in a book everywhere. Even Sal Mineo, has the repartee, the je ne sais quoi, to spar with Don Crutchfield. Even he has a weird consciousness about being homosexual in 1968. You know, so it's that time. You may be a little young to recall it, if I'm 11 years older than you and I was 24 when the book ended, but it was wild. People were getting together, blacks were hanging out with whites, and everybody was stoned. Everybody was fucking stoned.
The book is Bloods Are Over. I've been speaking with the author, James Elroy, and Bloods Are Over is published by Knopf.